24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WAKS.
News on the hour.
Good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock at News Radio 84 WHAS. I'm Chris Chandler, and there is breaking news from the state capitol. What will, by nightfall, be probably known as a full-fledged sex scandal involving the governor of Kentucky. News Radio 84's Tony McVeigh is standing by live in Frankfort here this afternoon, where the governor's office has just put out a statement to accusations, which very ironically haven't even been made quite yet. Tony?
Chris, what we know from sources is that WHAS-TV at 6 o'clock will report on an alleged sex scandal involving Governor Patton and Lottery Board member Tina Connor. In anticipation of that report, the governor's office has issued a statement denying any improper contact with Tina Connor or on her behalf. The statement says her accusations are acts of desperation from a nursing home operator whose facility has been decertified for numerous health and safety violations and who faces foreclosure and bankruptcy. I'm reading from the statement of the governor's office now. It says, upon hearing the allegations, Governor Patton directed the two state cabinets mentioned to review their records related to her businesses. That review shows no evidence of any improper influence being used concerning her or her businesses. As documents from the Health Services Cabinet verify, her nursing home has a long history of problems and is currently engaged in litigation challenging state and federal regulatory efforts. Given the status of that litigation, no further comment is appropriate from this office. And that's the statement from the governor's office. Back to you.
All right, that's News Radio 84's Tony McVeigh in Frankfort this afternoon. As for what exactly the lottery board member Tina Connor is alleging against Governor Patton, that is unclear at this moment. There had been a talk swirling all day that there would be some sort of lawsuit filed, a civil lawsuit against the governor this afternoon in Jefferson County. But at the time that the clerk's office closed about half an hour ago, that in fact had not happened. So this story is just breaking this afternoon, and we'll be following it for you right through the rest of the evening.